Tom Peterson, Director of Government Relations, Minnesota Farmers Union.
Tom, give us a synopsis of what went down on the final day of the legislative session, and from there, kind of some important legislation for Minnesota farmers and ag groups.
Yeah, you know, quite a bit went down in the last day of session, you know, and that's always frustrating, and it doesn't matter, Democrats, Republicans, they always wait till the last minute. And some of the big things we were watching was, first, the bonding bill, which contained money for the Rural Finance Authority, and that Rural Finance Authority, which makes loans partnering with local banks to farmers, was slated to run out of money at the end of May. And so that was very important to get this $35 million in the bonding bill. That passed with about 15 minutes left in the legislative session, and I do anticipate the governor will sign that bill. The other bill that passed also on the last day was the tax bill, and that has the important Section 179 that we've talked about many times that would bring Minnesota up from $25,000 to $1 million in conformity. That bill, I'm not sure the governor will sign. And then the other big bill was the omnibus spending bill that has money for farmer mental health, farm advocates, but more important, too, rural broadband, $15 million. That bill, I don't believe the governor will sign. And so a lot of flurry activity, plus the omnibus agricultural policy bill, which the governor vetoed yesterday. So a lot of key issues for agriculture in the last day of the session, Mark.
And a lot of uncertainty remains, as you touched on. He's got 2 weeks to make these decisions. How do you see these next 14 days unfolding, Tom?
Yeah, you know, and we're really looking at the impacts and working on talking to the administration about what happens or what the consequences are if we're not passing these. Like I said, on the broadband, if we don't get more money, we have to wait. You know, the need for broadband funding in Minnesota was more like $50 million. And so to get 15 would have been helpful. Now it doesn't even look like we're going to do that. The Section 179, once farmers are in and they start buying equipment, they're going to notice that and they're going to pay more. And so we're trying to get those messages into the administration as they make their decisions.
Now, you've kind of indicated on a couple of those to-be-determined bills, you think the governor's leaning in a certain direction, but yet you're going to continue to lobby on behalf of the of those pieces of legislation. So, knowing Governor Dayton like you do, how much flexibility do you think exists?
I always think there's a good opportunity to make a case for some of those pieces, and you know, and there is, you know, they will listen. The administration will listen at times. You know, and sometimes we don't get what we anticipate or think, and so. But it is important to keep messaging as if he hasn't made a decision.
What is your message to farmers and Minnesota Farmers Union members right now as they await some final decisions?
Yeah, our message is that the legislative session is mixed. We kind of knew that going in on the second year of a legislative session where they really didn't have to take a lot of action. The budget was set last year. We really felt like there was opportunities, you know, and some things we were able to get done. We also, another big piece that we get asked a lot about is ditch mowing. The governor did sign that bill last week. And so that it's kind of have the status quo for this year. So kind of mixed, you know, the RFA was another big piece, and we think that's going to get signed. So a mixed reaction for our members this session.
And finally, Tom, as far as the process here, the bills that have been vetoed already, the bills that maybe don't seem to have strong prospects of being signed by Governor Dayton, we get through the 2 weeks, whichever direction he goes, I mean, could we see another special session where lawmakers can go back to work and maybe come up with something that the governor would sign? How many different scenarios could play out?
Yeah, that's interesting, Mark. You know, first I'd just say it's disappointing that, you know, we're going to see vetoes. We already saw a veto on the omnibus ag policy bill. We're going to see a veto of this bill they call the Omnibus Prime, a 990-page bill that covered everything. You know, really the governor, those things were important, but he doesn't need to call people back. The one thing I would say would possibly bring people back in is taxes. You know, the taxes, if they were to veto that, because the federal Congress overhauled the tax package for the federal government at the end of this last year, there are some consequences for Minnesota. And so that's the one thing I think if he vetoes the tax bill that they could possibly do a special session on. Otherwise, I would say there will be no special session.